But Mary Lynn Strada is here this morning because she's the city secretary, and she knows where to direct people. And we've got a special guest. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good. How are you?
Good. We're going to find out if you have any questions, actually, about service that you need from the city, or you might see something that needs to be fixed. You brought the call center queen here, right?
I did. I brought today Linda Linden.
Yeah.
She is the Public Works call center queen.
Okay, yeah.
And she has a very important job, and
yeah,
with everything that's been happening, weather-related and things like that, I thought it might be good for the public to hear from
exactly.
her. She does yeah. a great job for us. We're really proud of her.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. How long you had this gig?
20 years.
Oh, my gosh. You've seen it all, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
There's nobody. You know, I drove by someplace yesterday, and they already had the machinery out there. Somebody had a water leak under their driveway, and it was bubbling up, and just, you know, I thought, well, that's going to be a lot of fun. But I guess with 20 years background, what was it that was the most amazing thing to you as we had this weather move through with this massive amount of water? What was the most amazing thing that you think you heard or saw?
Well, the way our crews and the way our staff handled the situations, because we hadn't experienced anything like that before. And, you know, we have three young ladies in the call center, and they just pulled in and addressed every call, every radio. We also handle the radio traffic from
sure.
the crews,
mm-hmm.
so dispatching the crews and the supervisors and foremen. So I didn't get out and look at anything. I felt, for me, it would have been too emotional because yeah. I lived in that area.
Okay.
So, but the ones that did were very devastated about what they saw.
So now, what's the purpose of the call center? How is it used? How should people use it if they have some needs?
Well, we take in all calls for any issues with solid waste, and that includes bulk and brush and recycling and any water or sewer issues, streets and drainage. Drainage is a big topic right now, and also your traffic signals and your signs, as well as code enforcement, and that's huge right now with nuisance and high grass.
Well, again, code enforcement, because you want to maintain a certain level of appearance. And, you know, now here's a question for you, because I see this in both cities. Some people want their yard to be natural. They want to go natural, if you will. So how does that work? I mean, how can somebody have that look that to me might look overgrown if I'm somebody who likes to keep my lawn trimmed and mowed? How does that take place?
Well, within the city, you know, there's the regulations, and I would say you really can't have your grass that high.
Dang.
Okay. I knew you were setting me up.
I think it's 12 inches, isn't
yeah.
it?
No, I'm not. I wasn't, because I drove by. I did. I drove on a street. I won't say what street it is, but I mean, they have a lot of stuff in their yard, and their grass seems to be high, and it seems like it's been that way for a long time. Now, I don't know if you get with your neighbors and you're okay with that. Does that work? Or you know?
Well, I guess you could get away with that if nobody calls and complains.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. yeah. But the other thing is, obviously, as you have a city that continues to grow geographically, your staff, your crew's not going to be every place, and you really do. You want, I call it narc out your neighbor, but that's what I've called it for years. But the idea is, if there is a trouble spot, and we know that certainly happened with drainage, it is important that you guys and gals know about it.
True.
What's the number to call?
209-5900.
Now, staff 24 hours?
No, we work from Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5.
Okay, then voicemail if...
You can leave a voicemail if it's a utility emergency, then you actually, there's a number given to call BTU dispatch. But we also have the Help Brine link on our city website, and that's really, if it's not an emergency, that's the best place any time of the day or night to send a request. You fill out a simple form, we get it, we handle it as soon as we see it on a business day.
Sure, okay. Anything else we need to know about the office that I didn't ask you about?
Well, other than we have some awesome staff in there that yep. really, they're really service oriented.
Yeah.
And they care about the customers, and they try to learn everything they can, technical stuff from the guys in the field, and read all the other city department page to where even if it's not a concern with one of our departments, that they can actually direct them and help them to another department.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
I have a couple of mini commercials.
Okay, before you do that, and okay. I know this is not specifically within your purview, but what have we basically learned about maybe bar ditches and areas where water passes through the city? Are they going to change the way they are? They going to try to clean them up more than on a regular basis? What's the thought that you kind of go from there?
Well, it kind of depends upon who owns the property.
Okay,
you know, I think people are under the misconception that the city of Bryan owns every creek, every drainage way in the city, and that's simply not true. If we don't own it or we don't have an access easement to it, we can't get to it to clean it up.
I was talking to Kelly Templin yesterday, and we had that very discussion off the air, that people get angry if the city's in your backyard. Well, if you happen to have a waterway through there, it might not be a bad idea to make sure that that is maintained, because if we do have these kind of torrential rains again.
Exactly. And I think that there's a big discussion right now. Of course, you know, this was probably, a 100-year weather event. Thank goodness. Thank goodness we don't have those that often. But weather has been different. You know, 5-year drought and then all this rain, and now they're saying another 5-year drought. But all that said, the city's looking at a very comprehensive approach to what needs to be done. You can't address flooding issues from a shotgun manner, if you will. You have to have a well-engineered, thought-out plan. And, of course, we have a master plan, but it does need to be updated, I believe. My city engineer may disagree with me. He may slap me around when I get back to the office. But
the retention ponds, and you need to desilt areas. That kind of stuff does happen. Nature's going to do what nature's going to do.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about that.
Exactly.
And we end up finding out maybe when we have that torrential rain that the storm sewers can't handle it because we haven't desilted.
And we want to encourage people, be a good neighbor. If you do something on your property that's going to impact drainage onto your neighbor's property, think about that. Because not everything that happens is the city's fault.
Sure, that's right. No,
although
you're right.
People think it is.
Yeah.
And Linda can attest, people think it is. But be a good neighbor. Don't do something on your property that's going to impact somebody down a little bit down from you.
Yeah, you decide you want to berm someplace, that's great, but that may change the way that the water would move through.
But the city's very cognizant that there are drainage issues out there, and I think they're working hard. There was a big meeting yesterday to try to get some more plans and more work off the ground, see what we can do. We do have a big meeting coming up where we're going to have FEMA come in and visit with these people that were impacted. Anybody that hasn't already applied for assistance that was impacted by this weather event, whether you think you qualify or not, go to Bryan High School, to the Blue Campus, and visit with them, because not only is FEMA there, but SBA is there. They're there to help. And you may qualify for some help that you don't even know you're qualified for. So if you were impacted by this weather event, please go see them. But we are going to have a meeting. We're going to have FEMA come in and kind of outline in a public forum everything they can do and what they can't do.
But the first thing to remember, rule number one, is the federal government. It's going to take a while no matter what. They don't move quickly.
Well, I worked for them for 7 years.
Okay.
So I could kind of say that.
Move at the speed of government, right?
Telling you.
All right, so you got some infomercials for me, little mini-mercials.
Little mini-mercials, okay. Just a couple. Tonight, take your family and go out to BRAC for a drive-in movie at 6:30. It's The Incredibles. I love The Incredibles.
It's a great movie.
I'm telling you, my grandkids love that.
Yep.
And then something near and dear to your heart, I know, Scott, Saturday, July 23rd. That is Saturday,
It
right?
is. Mm-hmm.
It's Clear the Animal Shelter Day at the Bryan Animal Center.
Good.
Free pet adoptions between 11 and 4. So go on over there and adopt your new best friend, and it's free.
The price is right,
The price is right. So we hope if you got one pet, you need two. If you
probably
have two,
need
you
two.
Need three.
We had the Humane Society, and it's probably true at y'all's place, too. If they can fill out their application ahead of time, it expedites things
a
lot.
It will. But we want people to come and adopt these animals.
Sure.
They need homes, and we're really proud of the work that's happening at the Animal Center. As you know, they're doing a great job, but we have animals that need homes.
Yep. And the alternative is not a good one.
So no, it's not.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet.